On Scripps College Week, how has music been affected by commoditization? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Martha Gonzalez, associate professor of Chicanx Latinx Studies, looks into this question.
Capitalism and the industrialization of music has fundamentally altered how we relate to music. It has gradually rearranged what I call the social relations of music. What was once understood as a process, another form of dialogue, and a pastime with members of a community is now reduced solely as a commodity and profession. My scholarship does not ask for the abolishment of a profession or the sale of music. We've all benefited and enjoyed the mastery of those who have decided to give their lives to the craft of music. There will always be an appreciation in market systems for these labors. I'm interested in reinstating the social appetite for the participatory music and dance practices that were once part of our human cultures, and to encourage people to look back in their community histories and restore the social understandings, protocols that music and dance practices gave communities life in the past. These practices are more than just pastimes. They are the ways in which people dialogued, debated, and even made important community decisions. As a practitioner of fandango, which is a music and dance practice native to the state of Veracruz, I've seen firsthand how the fandango has facilitated critical dialogue and helped communities summit into new forms of analysis. From immigrant rights, challenging the unnatural construction of borders and anti-violence movements, fandango has been a road to realizing injustice. Amid these generative practices, we find we connect with one another through a creative process. Furthermore, creative processes as nonlinear forms of communications are cathartic and in this way healing for individuals and communities. Participatory music and dance practices are fundamental forms of human interaction and nourishment that instill much needed hope. Not everything we do has to be monetized.
And that was Martha Gonzalez of Scripps College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.